Previously on Adventures on Awei Island, Marie, JJ, and Christian successfully completed the first task. But their prize, a free ice cream from Amato's, left them sorely disappointed.
Welcome to Adventures on Awei Island.
Chapter 12, The Second Task, Part 1. As Mrs. Young drove Marie, JJ, and Christian home from their visit to the Civic Building, the three friends sat together in silence in the back seat of the car. JJ's winning bridge sat in her lap, and she traced the edges absent-mindedly with her fingertip, over and over. Christian held the prize card that read, "Congratulations! You have earned a free ice cream from Amato's." But he was not looking at it. Instead, he stared out the window, jaw locked in frustration. They had worked so hard to complete the task successfully. They'd expected doing so would unlock the next task. But it had not. All they had received was this card, which felt worthless right now, since the ice cream shop was closed until further notice. Marie stared at the card in Christian's hand. Specifically, she eyed the gold stars on the card. Something about them looked vaguely familiar, but she couldn't place why. Where had she seen them before? The more she stared at them, the more she wondered. What if the stars themselves were a clue? Nah, she decided, after a moment's consideration. They were just decorative gold stars embossed on the card. Everything couldn't be a clue, she reminded herself. And she liked stars a lot, so naturally she noticed them. The car stopped. Marie looked up. They were in her driveway. "Can I borrow the card?" Marie asked Christian. He nodded and handed it to her without a word, frustration etched into his face. Marie climbed out of the back seat of the car, thanked Mrs. Young, and bid her friends goodbye. She stepped through the front door. "I'm home," she called. "How did the bridges do?" her dad asked. "Mine and Christian's broke, but JJ's worked perfectly," Marie replied, plunking herself down in the giant beanbag chair in the family office. Her dad was at the computer, working on his latest botany research. Noticing Marie's glum demeanor, he said, "I'm sorry your bridge broke. Aren't you at least a little happy for JJ that hers was successful?" Marie nodded. Then after a moment, she began to pour her heart out to her dad. He was a good listener. The bridge had to hold 4 cannonballs across a pretend moat that led to the model of a castle, Marie explained. It was really exciting when JJ's worked. But then, we only got this prize. She handed her dad the card, which he read aloud. "Congratulations, you have earned a free ice cream from Amato's." Marie's shoulders slumped. "Amato's is closed," she said, exasperated. "We don't know when it will reopen, or even if it will reopen before we move away." She looked up at her dad. "That has to be a big disappointment," he said. "You worked really hard on that project." Thinking for a bit, he suddenly smiled. "How about if your mom and I take you all out for pizza? We can get one of those cookie pizzas for dessert." Marie smiled back at her dad. He didn't understand that the prize she, JJ, and Christian really wanted was their next task. But she loved pizza and always wanted to spend time with her best friends, so she wasn't about to turn down the offer. "That sounds great. Thanks, Dad," she said, giving him a big hug. She was already imagining the delicious cookie pizza. One giant chocolate chip cookie, freshly baked in a pizza pan with ice cream on top. "We can do it this week," Mr. Duguay suggested. I'll call Kristen and JJ's parents to invite everyone and coordinate a date. At dinner that night, the family discussed the plans. Everyone can get together the day after tomorrow, her dad said. We'll eat at the pizzeria and top dinner off with a big chocolate chip cookie pizza to celebrate all your hard work. I'm really proud of all of you, Marie's mom added. Marie had to force a smile. She was excited about the plans, but that was overshadowed by her desire to know what the next task was. She wanted to get busy on it. Her worst fear was that they would not finish the quest before she had to move away. As she helped clear the dinner dishes, her thoughts returned to the stars on the prize card that was now sitting on her desk. She just couldn't shake the feeling that she had seen them before. Before bed that night, she added the outcome of the bridge building project to her detective's notebook. Then she reviewed her notes and tried to formulate a plan about what to do next. They were still missing two books, The Chosen Three and A History of Awe Island. Maybe she would check at the library again. Marie flipped even further back into her notes and found the second riddle, the one they had discovered buried in a glass jar. Inside the jar had been a linen bag, and inside the bag were three things: a photo of some teenagers, a small metal dragon figurine, and the riddle itself. They still had not solved this riddle. She reread it silently. Forward and back we tried our best to use our skills and pass the test. Friends to the end, without a doubt, we're out of time. Can you help us out? Find the symbol, that's the key, the secret club, the chosen three. Marie whispered the first part of the riddle aloud to herself. To use our skills and pass the test. Were these tasks the test the riddle was referring to? It seemed possible, but she couldn't fathom how it would help the teenagers in the photo. She knew one thing for sure. If they didn't finish the quest before she moved at the end of summer, she would be out of time too. With a big sigh, she closed her journal and put it away, a plan in mind. They were stuck without a clue about the next task, so for now, she would check back at the library about the Chosen Three, since the unresolved riddle also mentioned that book. And while she was there, she would once again ask about A History of Awe Island, just in case it had been found. The moment she had that thought, she also had a sudden realization about the history book. She couldn't believe she didn't think of it sooner. The note she had made in her journal about the book's status wasn't exactly accurate. When Darius had told her about the book, he hadn't said it was missing. As she'd put in her notes, he had said someone had checked it out and never returned it. If so, surely the library had a record of who checked it out. Why couldn't they just contact that person and ask for the book back? It was worth a try. She went to bed feeling a little more hopeful than she had earlier.
Are you a Smashburger King? Creating those crispy edges and the intense beefy flavor that puts fast food to shame? Thanks to Omaha Steaks, I never have to worry about whether I have high-quality proteins on hand. And they have so many options: handcrafted steaks, convenient comfort meals, and it's always excellent. Celebrate President's Day with the exceptional handcrafted flavor and convenience of Omaha Steaks. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their President's Day sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code YUM at checkout. Go to https://omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide during their President's Day sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
The following afternoon, Marie stopped at the library and made her way to the queue at the information desk. Sal was helping patrons today. When it was her turn, Marie greeted the librarian. Hi, Sal. Hi, Marie. What can I do for you today? Sal asked with a smile. Can you please check and see if the Chosen Three is back from restoration? And if a history of Awe Island was returned? Marie said. Let's see, Sal mumbled as they consulted the computer. A history of Awe Island still appears to be missing. I thought Darius told me it had been checked out and never returned, Marie said. Yes, that's correct, Sal confirmed with another quick look at the computer screen. So, then it's not really missing then, Marie mused. Not exactly, Sal explained, but that is the classification we use in our system because we don't know the location of the book. Then, do you know who checked it out? Marie asked. Yes, Sal said, but we don't disclose our patron's personal information. Marie nodded. Can you contact the person, though, and ask them to bring the book back? Sal looked at Marie. Yes, it is our policy to do that when a book becomes significantly overdue. But the person who checked out that book is no longer on Awe Island, and we have no way of contacting them. All Marie could manage was a small, oh, too frustrated and disappointed to say anything else. Sal consulted the computer terminal again. I'm afraid I also have bad news about the other book you wanted. The Chosen Three was not able to be restored, and it's long out of print, so we are not able to replace it. Sal said it so fast, Marie almost couldn't believe what she was hearing. As the words washed over her, any last shred of hope she had shriveled up and died in that moment. Both books were gone. Forever. Thanks, Sal, Marie muttered, turning to leave. She wanted out of the library immediately. She walked home feeling numb. Amato's ice cream shop was still closed. The grass and plants were becoming quite overgrown. It made the usually colorful and inviting mushroom-shaped building look abandoned. For the next 24 hours, Marie went about her business on autopilot. She put the gold-starred ice cream prize card in her desk drawer, along with her detective's journal and the rest of the quest items. At least she still had the pizza dinner with JJ and Christian to look forward to. She wanted to spend as much time as possible with her two best friends this summer before she moved away, even if they weren't able to finish the quest. The kids and their families met at the Awe Island Pizzeria and sat at a large table. Marie sat between JJ and Christian and immediately told her friends about the status of the two books. The news was just as disappointing to her friends as it had been to her. After commiserating, they turned their conversation away from the quest. Marie and JJ shared stories about volunteering at the animal shelter. They'd been going once a week since summer vacation had begun, and they encouraged Christian to join them. The kids also discussed going to the pool to swim the following week. Marie liked having the plans to look forward to. Talking about them helped everyone forget their disappointment while they were eating their pizza. After dinner, her dad ordered the large chocolate chip cookie pizza. And even though Marie tried to shush him, he explained to the server how the kids had taken on a bridge building task and come up with really thoughtful designs, and how JJ's had been able to hold the required weight. What inspired you to try this task? The server asked the kids. We were supposed to win a prize, JJ said. Well, we did win a prize, but it wasn't the prize we were hoping for, Marie clarified. We won a free ice cream from Amato's, Christian got to the point. The server lit up with a huge smile. The vanilla ice cream on our cookie pizza is actually from Amato's. They give us a month's supply at a time. Eyebrows raised, Marie was surprised by the unexpected news. But it still didn't change anything. What will you do when you run out of your current supply? Mr. Duguay asked. We'll have another shipment in time. My boss says that the shop is reopening next week. Marie's jaw hit the floor. Madame Amato is back? She gasped. I don't know. I just know Amato's is reopening on Monday, the server said, before hurrying off to take care of another table. Marie's shock quickly turned to excitement at the news. After all this time, Amato's would finally be open. Next week couldn't come fast enough. Marie, JJ, and Christian finally got some great news. Amato's may be reopening. Will it really happen? And if so, who will be running the shop? Find out when the adventure continues in our next episode of Adventures on Ah Wei Island.
Thanks for listening to Adventures on Ah Wei Island. Be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast player so you don't miss an episode.